from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Baseball starts, basketball starts. The first game is really, really exciting, but it's symbolic.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't even matter if you win or not. Like, think about it.
It's true.
Think about what the Yankees did on opening day. It was this incredible win against the Astros, and right now, does any Yankee fan give a damn about it?
Well, yeah, because they swept that series, and then they took 6 out of 7, right?
That's true, but most Yankee fans are afraid of the Astros.
Yeah, they are.
So, it's nice. It was fun. It doesn't really kind of mean anything. That didn't necessarily set the tone for the year. Same with the Mets. The Mets had that kind of ugly loss to Milwaukee where Jeff McNeil was crying like a baby, and Rhys Hoskins owned them over the weekend, and the Mets ended up getting swept, and, you know, that's like a distant memory. So baseball to me and basketball, same thing. It's like symbolic. It's exciting. You miss the season.
Hockey, same thing.
It's all the same.
None of them mean anything.
I believe in football. Not every time, but I'm going to give you two examples of it recently, where a game to start a year sets the absolute tone for a season. And I remember sitting with you a year ago, our very first Football Friday, and I said to you guys, I don't mean to be hyperbolic here, this Giant Cowboy game coming up is monstrous. It's huge. It's really going to set the tone for the year. And you were like, Ev, you know, you got to calm down. I mean, yeah, it's Giants Cowboys. It's fun. I'm excited. But, you know, it's really not. It turned out that it did.
Well,
it did.
It did because of what occurred. Not the blowout, but the injuries that derailed the rest of the Giants.
All of the above.
Yes.
All of the above. I would obviously agree on the injuries. Mm-hmm. Andrew Thomas injuring his hamstring absolutely set the tone for the season. But I would actually argue that everything about that game set the tone for the season we're about to watch. Because one of my critiques of Brian Daboll a year ago was I didn't think he showed the same guts as a year earlier. And I thought that tone was set very early in that game against Dallas. I think the offensive line struggles. The tone was set in that game against Dallas. And quite frankly, I don't think the Giants, for a myriad of reasons, injuries included, ever recovered from the first game of the season a year ago against the Dallas Cowboys.
No, they didn't. They didn't physically recover. And you could tell from a confidence standpoint, Daniel Jones was he was lost.
Yes.
Right? All of a sudden, his ability to look and make plays downfield was turned into I'm running for my life 3 seconds into my drop back.
Yes.
And, yeah, is that his fault? Sure. In some regards, yes, get rid of the football or scramble. Find ways to be creative. But at the same time, that line was so abysmal.
No, I get you.
I felt bad for him, and then he got hurt, and then it got worse.
Yeah.
There are two tackles that, from that point forward until he hurt his neck, are basically not playable on this current Giant roster as backups now. Furthermore, Ev, the year before opening day set the tone.
I haven't gotten there yet. I was going there next.
Mm. Oh, this is what happens when you don't prep us.
No, it's good and bad. Like, well, you should pay attention. It's good and bad. Like, the bad is last year. The tone was set in a bad way.
Yep.
The good is a year earlier, the tone was absolutely set by the first week of the year. And that's why I talk about Brian Daboll's confidence, or I guess I should say his aggressiveness last year as compared to the year before. We all remember how that game in Tennessee ended with Brian Daboll saying, screw it, I'm going for the win.
Yep.
And it worked, and they won, the second week of the year, and the Giants were off and running. And I fully believe that if they fail on that 2-point conversion, or Daboll just doesn't go for that, and they say they kick an extra point and lose in overtime, I am convinced the season plays out very differently.
Hmm.
I really believe, and there's no way for me to prove that.
Yeah.
It's just a feeling of tone-setting moment that they had 2 years ago. So yes, the New York Giants are the prime example that week one cannot be overstated
in the NFL,
what it can do for
a
season.
In the NFL, it defines you. Because let's face it, every team is delusional in the preseason. Every team. Every fan base. Maybe not all the fan base, but a lot of the fan bases and every team, for a fact, is delusional in the preseason. You're saying, well, we could, this could be our year. We could figure it out this year, even though we sucked for the last however many seasons we've been out there. But every team believes that they have a chance at the beginning of an NFL season. And depending on how week one goes, it changes somewhat. If you get blown out, it's like, all right, we got a lot of work to do. If you just lose a tight one, it's like, all right, we're kind of there. If you win, it's like, God, dude, we're on our way.
That's right.
Now, so it's just like that delusion takes many forms post week one.
It's so funny.
Whereas in baseball, to your point, it's like, eh, whatever. We got 161 more of these.
You've got so many. And a lot of times they don't set the tone at all for the season. Mets fans will be the first one to tell you. They always win on opening day. And then things go badly after that. The example of the opposite, because I do want to be equal opportunity on this. Yes, the last 2 years for the New York Giants, week one has set the tone for the season, to me, very accurately. Losing 40-0 to the Dallas Cowboys set the tone for last year's failures. Beating Tennessee on the road the way they did, going for two, set the tone for the shocking playoff season. The one year that jumps out at me, or even when I think back on it, I smile and I cry all at the same time, was the 2018 New York Jets. Do you guys have any memories of how that season started and why I would bring that up?
2018
The 2018 New York Jets.
So that was six seasons ago.
Yes.
I do not.
Because this is the example that tones aren't always set the first week of the year.
Was that when they beat Detroit on Monday night?
Yes.
But Darnold also threw a pick to start his career?
Yes. Sam Darnold threw a pick six to start his NFL career against the Detroit Lions. It's Monday Night Football. Jets are opening up the season. And right away, Sam throws a pick to, what's his name? Diggs. Quandre Diggs. Right?
Yeah.
And then the Jets proceed to just kick ass. Sam plays a great game. They run the ball effectively, and they annihilate the Lions 48 to something. Okay? So I remember coming out of that game peacocking a little bit like, you. We got our quarterback.
Oh, that sounds familiar.
That's it. And I'm like, wow, what a tone set, especially the way he recovered. Imagine throwing a pick six to start your NFL career, and then you respond that way. And then the Jets proceeded to go 4-12. I'm not even joking. So sometimes the tone isn't accurately set with the beginning of a season.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.